Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Church Online. It's my privilege to share the Word of God today in this fascinating and powerful series on the Lord's Prayer. And so today, I want to share from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13, where Jesus taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This is a prayer of freedom. And it's easy to pray this prayer to think, well, God, it's your responsibility now to protect me and deliver me from evil because I've prayed this prayer. And it doesn't quite work that way. It's like if you go to the gym and every day you go in and just visit the gym and walk out again, nothing will change. Why? Because you've got all the tools and the equipment there to bring change to your life, but you're not working out. You're not applying it. And so with the Word of God, there's always God's part and there's our part. God's giving us His Word, He's given us the power, He's given us the grace to overcome temptation and be delivered from evil, but there's our responsibility or what we need to do to apply what God has given us. And today, that's what I'm going to be teaching you from the Word of God, of helping you to understand, to find freedom from temptation. Some of the things we need to understand about temptation, first of all, it's not a sin to be tempted. In Hebrews 4 and verse 15, it says that we do not have a high priest, speaking of Jesus, who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Jesus was tempted just as we are, and he never gave in to temptation. So it's not a sin to be tempted. And we need to understand that because Jesus had victory over sin, so each one of us, we can have that same victory over temptation. Martin Luther said, you cannot stop the birds of the air flying over your head, but you can stop them from nesting in your hair. And it's like that with temptation. We can learn to resist or either assist temptation. We can't stop temptation from coming, but it's what we do with those temptations if we allow them to have their way in our life. Another thing about temptation is that, you know, temptation is different to each and every one of us. In James 1 and verse 14, it says, "But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And when that desire is conceived, when it's imbibed within our life, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's fully grown, brings forth death." And so what's temptation to me may be entirely different temptation to you, and vice versa. And, you know, temptation is unique and different to every individual. The Bible says it's according to our own desires. One person's temptation, perhaps under stress, it may be to commit credit card suicide by shopping online and shopping till they drop. Another person to looking for comfort might be looking through for alcohol or drugs or even in comfort eating and food. Another person's temptation may be looking at the wrong websites, at the wrong things. Another person's temptation may be having inappropriate language or relationships or flirting with the opposite sex. It's not one size fits all, but every temptation is uniquely different to each and every one of us. We have an enemy, which is called the tempter or Satan, who studies your life looking for our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities. And in those weak spots at the right time and the right way, or should I say at the wrong time or the wrong way, he will bring temptation to you and confront you with that in order to trip you up to try and take you out of the race. And we all have known people who've been taken out of the race because they've given in to temptations. But here is the good news, is that you can experience victory over every temptation. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 says, "The temptation in your life is no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than what you can stand. When you are tempted, he will give you the way of escape that you may endure it or overcome it." Today, I want to teach you from the Word of God how you can learn to overcome temptation. And I'm going to be sharing what I call the three R's, the principle of three R's, which are great tools that you can apply. And God gave me this principle in my early Christian journey, and it's helped me to overcome temptation. And I've shared this literally with thousands of people that have learned to walk free over temptation. The three R's, overcoming temptations, found in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5. Have a look at God's word. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity of the obedience of Christ." And here are the three R's to overcome temptation. Number one, recognize. In 2 Corinthians 10, in verse 4, it says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal." They're actually spiritual. And so what we need to understand is to think about what we are thinking about. Think about the thoughts, your thought life. Think about where those thoughts come from and where those thoughts will take you. And thoughts will come from three areas of our life. First of all, it'll come from our flesh. James tells us, we just read this a minute ago, that each one is tempted when he's carried away by our own desires and our own ambitions. Another one is from our environment. You know, the places that we go, the people that we keep company with. And it's so true. Show me your friends and I'll tell you what you're like. Your friends, the company we keep, has great influence in our life and it'll affect our thought life. And also another area is the devil. And the Bible calls him the father of lies. And he is continually telling you lies where you feel trapped. There's no way out. You're a loser. You're never going to break through. You're never going to break free in life. You may as well give up. And those thoughts, that's where they come from. You know, right now, myself, along with my wife, Yvonne, we experience a real battle in our mind. And it's a result because just recently, my wife, Yvonne, was diagnosed with bowel cancer. And she's had an operation and she's about to undergo chemotherapy. So you're bombarded with a lot of facts and statistics and figures and reoccurrence breaking out again. And we can be tempted to allow fear to motivate our thought life, thinking, look, we're never going to recover and they're going to break free of this and there could be secondary cancers and life will never be the same again. But, you know, I've learned to recognize where those thoughts come from. And I've also recognized where they'll take us. And we refuse to allow our mind to go there because there's always the facts and there is our faith. The facts, you know, is what's evident. But the truth is what God's word says to us. You know, the truth is that God is a good God. The truth is that God's got our life in his hands. The truth is that Jesus is our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our comforter. And so we will not allow negative, fear-ridden thoughts to find a lodging place in our life and to outwork in this battle that we're going through right now. But we need to also understand is that not only where they come from, recognize where they come from, but recognize where they will take you. Because temptation, the Bible says, when it's conceived, when it takes root in our life, it'll take us down the wrong path. And so what happens there is that, you know, it will bring forth death. You know, I've counseled many people over the years about their thought life. And I remember one couple came to me and the wife was concerned because her husband was addicted to porn. And as we spoke about it, he was quite open about it. He says, listen, there's nothing wrong. I'm just enjoying and admiring the human body. It's God-given. It's not hurting anyone. And so I feel quite comfortable in my porn addiction. And let me say, I spoke to him. I warned him where it's coming from, where it's taking to him. He ignored it. And it wasn't too long. He lost his marriage. He lost his reputation. He lost his family. He lost his finance. His life was in ruins because he allowed that temptation to outwork bringing death in his life. And it's true every time. Proverbs 8 verse 36, it says, he who sins against me injures himself. And so simply saying there's a very high price for low living. You know, there are many people, there are pastors, there are business leaders, business people, marriages that have hit the rocks, have gone nowhere because they've given into temptation. Now, this is a powerful statement. The torment of the temptation of sin is nothing compared to the torment of the consequence of sin. The torment of the temptation of sin is nothing compared to the torment of the consequence of sin. And so look where that temptation will take you. The second R is this, is to reject. Tells us in verse 4, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. And what that is simply saying is that I'm not going to allow my heart to conceive this negative thought, this temptation. How? Say it out loud. I reject that thought in Jesus' name. If it's not appropriate to say it out loud, when temptation comes, say it in your heart. I reject that thought in Jesus' name. I reject that thought in Jesus' name. You can cast it down. You can control what stays in your mind. And by saying, I reject this thought, you are casting it down because it is the battle of your mind. And the battle might be, as with us all, you're not going to recover. This sickness is going to stop you from fulfilling your destiny, and it's going to take you out of the race. I reject those thoughts in Jesus' name. And, you know, where there is a persistent stronghold in your life, and a stronghold is something that has a stronghold in your ways of thinking, where you're struggling, where you can't break free from a way of thinking or this temptation or behavior as a result of that, sometimes the only way to get it out of your life is by confession, is to bring that thing which is hidden and the battle that you're having in darkness, bring it into light. James 5 says in verse 16, confess your trespass or your temptations to one another, that you may pray for one another, that you may be healed. What that does, it breaks that stronghold. It brings it out into the light of God's truth and of God's word, and in agreement with others, you can find freedom from that temptation. It is liberating. It is powerful, but it's something that we have to be prepared to do. As I said, it's not a sin to be tempted, but it's what we do with it, and we've got a way of escape, and we're not called to do this alone. Sometimes it's so helpful to bring another trusted Christian, mature Christian believer to help us overcome. The third R is this, replace. Replace. You know, replace that thought. It says bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And we do that by bringing every thought in alignment to the word of God. You know, with Jesus, he was taken up to the Mount of Temptation where Satan the tempter tempted him in three areas. And three times Satan came to tempt Jesus, and three times Jesus used the same response. It is written. It is written. It is written. And our way of escape is using the word of God. It is our weapon of victory. And as we fill our mind, we fill our mouth, we fill our heart with the word of God, it breaks the power, that stronghold. It gives us victory over temptation. Philippians 4 verse 8, powerful verse. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of good report, if there is anything of virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things. You know, meditation is something that we all do. If you know how to worry, you know how to meditate, because worry is negative meditation. It's meditation in reverse. We use the same principle to break those temptation, and we use the word of God. You know, meditation, it's like a cow chewing on its cud. A cow has four stomachs, and it actually brings up food from its stomach once it's been processed, and it regurgitates it. It chews it more and it sends it on down. And then it comes back on up and it chews it more and it sends it all back down. And each one of those four stomachs, it's taking every ounce of goodness out of that until it's finally digested. And it's the same as we meditate on the promises of God. We've got to continually keep them before our mind and our heart day and night, because the battle is not won in an instant, but it's by step by step. It's breaking those strongholds in our life by recognizing, rejecting, and replacing with the Word of God. When Jesus said, "Lead me not into temptation and deliver me from evil," there's God's part. He's given us the tools, He's given us the weapons, He's given us the grace, the Word of God, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome. But our part is to apply, recognize, reject, replace. And I just want to invite you today, as you've been struggling in areas of temptation and weakness in your life, to apply these principles. Don't be ashamed. Don't hide. Don't ignore. Don't dismiss. Bring those temptations into the light of God's Word, into the truth, and memorize scriptures and begin to declare them over your life and apply this principle of recognizing, rejecting, and replacing, and it will break every temptation in your life. I want to pray today for those who don't know Jesus, those who are away from God. You need the power to overcome. Jesus gives us that power. The way we do that is by responding and inviting Jesus to come into our life as our Lord and Savior. And I just want to make a very simple prayer of surrender to Jesus today, but also for those who know Jesus, you've been struggling with temptation, I want to pray for you right now, a prayer of agreement, and let's just see great victory done in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, I thank you today, for Jesus is my Savior. I ask you that you'd forgive me from all of my sin. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for victory over every area, every temptation in my life. From today, Lord, I'll apply your Word, your truth, as I recognize, reject, and replace every temptation in my life with the truth of God's Word. Amen. Well, God bless you. I pray that'll just change your life. You have a great day. We'll see you soon. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.